Welcome to Washington in Focus. I'm your host, Brett Davis, the Center Square's Washington State Editor. Joining me today is the Center Square reporter, TJ Martinell. Our investigative reporter, I should say. I want to give you proper credit for your role here. Taxes are in the news again in Washington State. We might know as soon as December 11th whether the U.S. Supreme Court will review the state's new capital gains tax. Can you give us some history on the capital gains tax and what this impending decision could mean in terms of efforts to get a general income tax passed in this state?
Yeah, so effectively, the state legislature in 2021 enacted a capital gains tax, and it was challenged in court. The state Supreme Court upheld it as an excise tax earlier this year, and it's being challenged in federal court on the basis of violating federal law and the United States Constitution. So it's being challenged on a separate issue, but I don't know fully how this works, but the U.S. Supreme Court could also overturn it being classified as a excise tax.
Right. I guess that was the crux of the argument. Proponents said it was an excise tax, and opponent says it's an unconstitutional tax on income.
Right. And here's the thing. An excise tax you pay on the sale of something or the purchase of something, regardless of any profits or losses. So if you Right. sell your house and you have a loss, you still have to pay the real estate excise tax. But with this capital gains tax, if you do not generate any income from the sale, you don't owe a tax. So that's pretty much as straightforward of an income tax as you can. A tax on income is an income tax. But the state Supreme Court in their ruling earlier this year just said, no, it's an excise tax and our tax structure is inequitable, so we need this tax. That's effectively what they were saying. And what's really going on here is this is the culmination of a decades-long effort to get a progressive income tax enacted in the state. They've tried to go through the ballot box. Voters have rejected it overwhelmingly. The latest one was in 2010 with Initiative 1098. Only a couple of precincts in Seattle voted in favor of it by a majority.
Right. And this isn't just a theoretical case. I mean, we actually have Democrats on record saying they want to use the capital gains tax as a means of getting a general income tax. I mean, Senator Jamie Peterson last year, I think it was March 15th of 2022, just a few weeks after the lower court struck down the capital gains tax. I mean, he said at a public meeting, we've got to figure out how to have an income tax in our state, and getting the state Supreme Court to say, you are free, legislature, to do an income tax or a capital gains tax or wealth tax, you know, any of these things with a simple majority. In 2020, the Washington Policy Center, they unearthed emails from the same senator, which basically said the same thing. So you're right. This is something that's been in the works for a long time.
Yeah. And the problem that they've got themselves, the proponents have got themselves boxed into a corner because their only way of this holding up is by it being classified as an excise tax. The state Supreme Court did not try to address the issue of whether or not it was. So if they had ruled that it was a income tax, they then would have had to address the question of whether income is considered property under our state's constitution. Our state's Right. constitution has a uniformity clause when it comes to property taxes of the same class. So if you're going to tax income, you can tax income in Washington state. It just has to be at the exact same rate, same way with our property taxes. But they want a progressive income tax. If the U.S. Supreme Court overturns this particular tax, they're going to have to go back to the drawing board and figure out how they're going to have to basically openly try to pass a progressive income tax and defend it on a straightforward basis of saying, yes, this is a progressive income tax. Yes, we think it's constitutional. And no, we don't think that income is property, despite the fact that for over 80 years, the state Supreme Court has ruled that income is considered property. It got to the point in the 1960s, there was a famous ruling where they just said, we no longer consider this a question for this court to consider. If you want to change the Constitution or change state law, you have to go to the voters. So,
right. Trying to do an end run around that process, have the courts rule for them.
Well, but here's the other problem. So, property is defined as all things tangible and intangible subject to ownership in our state constitution. If the state Supreme Court were to rule that income is not property, then who owns it? Subject to ownership. That means it's not subject to ownership. So, who owns your income? And people try to, you know, proponents try to claim that they're taxing the transaction, but that's what an excise tax is. So the transaction occurs regardless of profits. But when you're giving someone a profit, that's not the same as a transaction. So they are going to have to challenge it in a much more straightforward manner. And then the court has to come up with an argument for why that is. But then also that raises a lot of legal questions of like, who owns your income if it's not owned by you? So this was kind of the only route that they've been able to take other than going to voters in order to get this passed by a simple majority of the legislature. And, you know, in many ways, they've extended themselves as far as they can go without having to just try to go the same route that they've tried for decades since the 1930s.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how all this plays out. It looks like there's a lot of legal wrangling ahead.
The other issue is that they're going to have to reimburse all the people who paid the tax. And that's also going to be, if it gets overturned, which is going to put a, you know, roughly $900 million hole in their revenue and in their coffers. So it's, and then, you know, I don't fully understand the laws around this, but if you're somebody who had to pay the tax, that could be interesting in terms of people suing for damages, because instead of using that money to pay the tax, you could have used that money to invest further in some stock or bond.
Right. Talk about unintended consequences.
Indeed.
All right. Well, thanks so much, TJ. Appreciate it. Listeners can keep up with this story and more at thecentersquare.com. For TJ Martinell, this is Brett Davis. Please subscribe and thanks for listening.